From Jack Hopkins Now, How to Keep Your Shit Together While the Trump Machine Tries to Break the Country. The Jack Hopkins Now Newsletter #886, Thursday, April 30th, 2026. There's a quiet war happening right now. Not the kind with tanks rolling down your street or sirens screaming in the night. No, this one is quieter, slower, more psychological. And if you don't understand how it works, it will break you long before anything else breaks. This is about staying intact while everything around you feels like it's coming apart. This is about keeping your head when the system wants you disoriented, exhausted, and emotionally hijacked. That's not a side effect. That's the strategy. It's not. Politics is just the visible layer. The real battlefield is attention, emotion, and perception. If they can flood you with chaos, if they can keep you outraged, confused, doom-scrolling, reacting, then you don't organize. You don't think clearly. You don't act strategically. You burn out. And a burned out population is easy to control even if it's technically free. Your ability to stay grounded is not passive. It's resistance. They want you jumping from one crisis to the next like your hair's on fire. Because urgency without clarity creates paralysis. You end up consuming everything and doing nothing. Not every headline deserves your emotional energy. In fact, most of them don't. Does this change anything about what I should do? If the answer is no, then it's noise. And the faster you learn to separate signal from noise, the more dangerous and effective you become. Anything can walk in panic, outrage, misinformation, speculation. That's not sustainable. You need a filter. A deliberate intake strategy. A small number of trusted sources, set times to check information, not constant grazing, no late night doom consumption, no reacting in real time unless you fully understand the situation. You don't need more information. You need better control over what gets in. Because once something enters your head, it doesn't just sit there. It shapes how you feel, which shapes how you think, which shapes how you act or don't. They don't influence outcomes. They don't change systems. They just respond endlessly. And that's exactly where they want you. If you're always reacting to the latest outrage, you're never setting the agenda. You're never thinking two moves ahead. You're never organizing, planning, or executing anything meaningful. Shift from reaction, right arrow, intention. What just happened? What actually matters right now? What am I going to do about it? Those aren't random. They're the most powerful behavioral drivers we have. And when they're triggered constantly, they distort reality. They make everything feel urgent, everything feel catastrophic, everything feel like it's already lost. That's how people give up. Not because they've carefully analyzed the situation and concluded it's hopeless, but because they've been emotionally overwhelmed into submission. So you need to develop emotional discipline, not suppression. Discipline. You feel the reaction, you pause, you analyze, you decide what deserves action instead of being dragged around by whatever hits your feed next. You're going to be unstable, because the cycle is designed to be volatile. You need something deeper, a longer timeline, a broader perspective. History helps here. This is not the first time a country has faced this kind of pressure. Democracies have bent before. Some have broken. Some have held. The difference wasn't luck. It was people, ordinary people who stayed engaged, stayed clear-headed, and didn't mentally collapse under pressure. That's the role you're stepping into. Not a spectator. A stabilizer. Your body is not separate from your ability to think clearly. If you're sleep-deprived, overstimulated, living on caffeine and stress, you are easier to manipulate. Period. Because your brain defaults to survival mode. And survival mode is reactive, emotional, and short-sighted. Sleep like it's a responsibility. Move your body daily. Get sunlight. Eat real food. Not because it's trendy. Because a regulated body creates a clear mind. And a clear mind is much harder to control. When you're alone with your thoughts, alone with your feet, alone with your fears, everything amplifies. Distorts. Spirals. That's dangerous. You need conversation. Real conversation. People who can challenge you, ground you, bring you back to reality when things start to skew. Because this moment, it's not meant to be navigated alone. And the more connected people are, the harder it is to fracture them. It burns hot, then disappears. But when you channel it, it becomes fuel. That's where action comes in. And no, that doesn't mean you need to become a full-time activist overnight. Support organizations doing real work, stay informed enough to vote intelligently, talk to people outside your bubble, push back when misinformation shows up in your circles, small actions consistently applied, beat passive outrage every time. Because it's subtle, and it spreads fast. It's done. There's nothing we can do. It's already lost. That belief is incredibly useful for the people benefiting from your disengagement. Because once enough people accept that narrative, they stop participating. And when people stop participating, that's when systems actually collapse. So be very careful what you accept as inevitable. Because inevitability is often just repeated messaging that went unchallenged. Or quickly. There will be moments where things look worse before they look better. That's part of it. And if you expect immediate resolution, you'll burn out fast. So zoom out. Think in terms of years, not days. Stability, influence, and change come from sustained pressure, not emotional spikes. And the people who last, they're not the loudest. They're the most consistent. You don't need to have all the answers. You don't need to be perfect. But you do need to stay intact. Because everything about this moment is designed to knock you off balance, to flood you, overwhelm you, shut you down. And if you can resist that, if you can stay clear, grounded, and intentional, you become something very difficult to manipulate. You become someone who can actually see what's happening. And more importantly, someone who can do something about it. When the headlines pile up, when the noise gets loud, what actually matters right now and what am I going to do about it? That question cuts through everything. It brings you back to clarity, back to control, back to action. And that's exactly where you need to be. Not overwhelmed, not paralyzed, but steady. Because in a moment like this, steady people change outcomes. They do. #HoldFast back soon. Jack Hopkins, P.S. If you've made it this far, you already feel it, that difference between being pulled around by events and actually standing your ground inside them. Most people won't do what you just did. They'll scroll, react, burn out, repeat. But the people who learn to stay clear, calm, and deliberate in moments like this, they're the ones who quietly shape what happens next. So don't just read this and move on. Pick one rule, just one. Apply it today. Because this isn't about being informed. It's about being unshakable when it counts.